other names they used for that, great big things. Sometimes they had a mirror on the front, they could hand close.
The only word I knew was a shiffer robe, but a shiffer robe wasn't as tall as a wardrobe.
And it had a whole section of drawers on it, from top to the bottom.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of another word?
Not really, not for things just like that. Now, out here in front, where you sit, you got it closed in now. What would you call that?
Well, it was a porch. Oh, an open porch.
Uh-huh. Did you ever call that
anything? Piazza.
Not piazza.
Not veranda. And folks in Texas, our kinsmen, called them galleries.
Uh-huh. But you all never did here.
Gallery to me was always upstairs, you know.
Uh-huh. What about a little one, maybe out back, with a little cover over the top? What would you call that?
I don't remember ever calling anything that extended out open except a porch.
Porch. You ever hear a stoop?
Well, not in those days. But we didn't have what we called a stoop. Hmm. That's what you drive your automobile on tonight.
Okay. Okay.
We didn't have one.
Those boards on the outside of a house that overlap one over the other. What did they call that?
Weatherboarding.
Weatherboarding.
Not clapboard.
No.
We don't call them clapboard. Other people do.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Weatherboard.
Yeah. Let's see. Did you ever know this kind of fence you have out here, this low white one, what kind you call that?
Picket fence.
Picket fence. And what other kinds of fences do they have? Like, do you ever keep chickens out in back?
Mm-hmm.
Or any animals like that? Did they have fencing around that? What do they call that kind of fence?
The plank fence that we used to have around here.
That was the plank. The plank fence that was for stock, was for our horses and cows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had a plank fence around the backyard. And the black woman used to come and do the washing just the inside of that fence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she had a wash pot, black iron wash pot. And she boiled the clothes in the wash pot.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times she used homemade soap. She'd make the soap in that same wash pot. We've got the pot out there right now.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
And she dried up the, also dried up the fat from the hogs. Animals that were killed,
mm-hmm.
It dried that so you could get the oil. It was liquid oil when it came, but it's just little fires when it gets cold.
Mm-hmm.
Makes lard, if you know the difference between fats. And the little crisp pieces that were left were called cracklings. Mm-hmm. We used the cracklings to go in with the cornmeal to make crackling bread, shortening bread.
Uh-huh.
You've heard the little song.
And they would pour this liquid fat into stone jars. We got some of the jars, I don't know if you saw. And it would solidify. See, it's liquid.